Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We're going to talk about things now that could be lurking at the back of your kitchen cabinet, or they might be taking pride of place in their very own rack. From cumin to chilli flakes, Chef Brian McDermott is here in the studio to spice up our lives with today's hero ingredient. Brian, you're very welcome.
Morning, Claire.
Spices?
Yes, love it. Couldn't live without them. And you know what? We've done a year of this series and I'm looking and I'm going, what else could I not live without? And for me, I do look in the cupboard because that's where mine is. There's some of them in at the back that I haven't used in a while. So to me, it was a great opportunity. Pull them out, see what's in there and ask myself, why have I not used them? And also to shortlist, what really do I need?
Well, I should say that you don't want them on a spice rack up on the counter, do you? You're not a fan of that.
No, and it's very interesting because for me, you know, you walk around, you're shopping and all you see is spice racks that sit on a counter, kitchen tables. And I never understood for years why they were out there, apart from the fact they looked like part of a museum in some people's kitchens. They look pretty, rarely used. And then I remember in 2018, Claire, going to India, and I went out there with the notion that I knew a lot about spices. It was an education exchange program. So I was bringing to them what I thought I knew. Well, I can tell you what, I became a student very, very quick. And that's one of the key things, because they keep their spices in a tin in the darkness. And that has stood with me proper. You sort of see maybe higher end, well-known spice brands in a closed container, dark or in a tin for that reason. It just puts them to sleep. They keep better and they hold their aroma far, far more.
Yeah, but you have a way to revive them if we feel they've been there a bit too long, might be even past their sell-by date.
Yeah, and that can happen very easily, particularly, you know, this time of year, we're thinking, what do we need now as we prepare going forward? So let's say there's two types of spices. There's a whole spice, which is the likes of your peppercorns, your coriander seeds, mustard seeds and things like that. So you can revive them very, very easily by a dry frying pan, nothing in there, turn it on to a medium heat, literally tip the whole lot of them out and into it. Now they'll bounce around and they'll find their little way around. Stay with the pan, give it a shake. When you get the kind of aroma starting to come out and you go, wow. So I think it does two things. One, it revives, but secondly, it educates you about that spice. You will never forget that aroma. It's entrusted in you forevermore, I can guarantee you. Let it cool then, take it off the heat and just shoot them back in to the same container. You've just revived, you've brought out the oil and you've released the aroma. But if they're ground spices, obviously that'll stick to the pan. So just put in a layer of tinfoil, put the spices in and again, let it warm up. And as it warms up, that aroma will come back out for a ground spice. Fold the tinfoil in half and when it's cooled, shoot it back into the little container and you've just brought life to your old spices and that'll save you money this winter.
I did not know that. That
yeah,
is
it really works
good
well.
Lesson. So yeah. So all of those ones that you might, because sometimes you buy things for a recipe for a once off and then they go back into the back of the press and you never see them again. But we can revive them.
Yeah, and I think as well, Claire, like, you know, with the children to get them involved and even for ourselves to educate ourselves when, you know, we could be eating out over Christmas and think, what is that flavour? And with spices, just sort of touch them, just get, you know, clean finger, touch them, put them on the edge of your tongue and give it a few seconds. You'll get a real memorable flavour that is the profile that you will not forget and you'll educate yourself about the actual flavour of certain spices.
And you have some good guidance as well on how much spice to use, because you can follow a recipe, but you know, certainly in our house when it comes to things like chilli or anything with a bit of heat, less is more.
Yeah, definitely less is more. So let's say we are going for a typical recipe. We tend to give recipes in this show for around about 4 to 6 people, you know, and that's the old Irish thing of the average family size. So most recipes will be for that. If you're using spices that are ground spices, roughly for 4-person recipe, we're talking about 1/2 teaspoon. But Claire, there's a reason why there's so many blends, curry powders and everything out there, because with all the greatest will in the world, including a recipe I'm giving you today to challenge ourselves for a better curry at home, we maybe don't have 12 spices and then we're going 1/4 teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon. We're really just experimenting and creating a cocktail. So there is some really good blends that are already mixed at the right ratio and out there for you. But if you want to experiment, that's a good guide and starting
point. Okay, that's a good place to start. Now, you mentioned ground spices, you mentioned whole spices. Do you prefer us using the whole? Or do you have an issue with the ground ones at all?
No, the ground ones are very, very good when they're fresh or you revive them like we did. But I suppose the greatest example I can give, if you think of whole peppercorns going into your pepper mill, and we always say fresh ground.
Yeah.
We do that. We don't think about it. Why? because we know it releases brilliant aroma, excellent flavour in a white peppercorn, a black peppercorn. But other spices like coriander seeds, we mentioned mustard, all those type of seeds, when they're whole and you freshly grind them, you'll get far better flavour. If you have the time to do that, you want to build that into how you cook at home. That's where to experiment with spices. That's where to get better knowledge. That's where you'll get the best flavour. But obviously, there is convenience in our ground little jars that we get and we use straight from the cupboard.
Mixed spice and allspice. People get confused. Understandably.
Really. All the time. And I remember doing cookery classes years ago, Claire, and I gave a recipe, you know, and I said that there was a mixed spice for bacon, because that's where we associate it. And we say, right, well, what is the mix? And I never really investigated it for years. And then I thought, God, there's a real chili heat coming from that. So in a way, you know, if this was fresh herbs, I think I remember saying to you that no more than three herbs, because it's like asking everybody in a room to get along. There's too many personalities. So they mix a number of herbs to create that. But allspice, which years ago I would have heard, that is an actual spice from the pimento plant. And it is absolutely stunning and beautiful.
So allspice is one spice.
Correct.
Okay, mixed spice is a
mixed
few.
Mixed spice is some allspice in there, and I think a lot of fillers that is trying to make a cheaper version of what we're actually after.
Right, and what do you use them for? What's the difference?
Well, normally with spices in general, you're talking across savoury and bacon here. So if I said to you, right, you're going to bake and we're coming into this time of year, you're going to think clove, you're going to think cinnamon, you're going to think ground ginger. And again, we get mixed up in that. We think, hang on, we've got fresh root ginger, we've got ground ginger, and what is the difference? Well, it is a dehydrated version, and ginger gives that heat, that warmth to maybe the likes of, you know, Jamaican style cakes, things like that, that you're going to take as a profile flavour in the winter. Remember, we increase our spices at this time of year. It's for a reason. They're like little insulators. They give up. They cannot remind you that they're in your body. They bring warmth. They bring flavour. And you feel generally satisfied when you bake with those typical style of spices.
They're warming as well, aren't
they're brilliant.
They're good
they're gorgeous.
Okay, so we have them at the back of the cupboard. They're not on the spice rack, so they're not being damaged by the sun. And we know that we're reviving them when we need to. But when or how do we know they need to be revived? How do we assess them?
Well, I think if they're at the very back of your cupboard, like some of mine this week, I haven't used them in arguably a year. So
four or five could be.
Well, you know, for the sake of 10 minutes this weekend, and it'll be better than any scented candle you'll ever light in your house. Start to do that as an exercise. Educate yourself, familiarize yourself with those flavors, those big vibes that come from spices, not just when you do this exercise, but when you use them in cooking. And Claire, I would like to add, when you're using them in cooking, typically if you're looking at, say, for example, a ground spice, it tends to go in at the start. So when you're sweating the likes of onions, so that it can grab onto the onion, that base flavour, that foundation we often talk about, build the layers of the flavours up from the top. Never add a ground spice at the end. Let's say it's a soup. And again, if somebody likes chilli and they put in a chilli powder, you've destroyed that complete dish, because it'll only float in the top. It won't embed and it encase itself into the base of the dish, and in the stock being the body of it, to give it out in a nice generalisation of every spoonful.
You have to cook your spices, don't you? They have to be there right from the get-go.
Yes, and that is one thing I distinctly remember in India going, you know, my God, we're 2 hours here sweating the onions and in the ghee and the spices going in. But the education in that for me was how much more rounded each of the flavour. So there's not that harshness. Like if I presented you with a bowl of food now, and if you kind of went like that,
yeah,
that's normally a chopped fresh chilli effect. But you know the one where you kind of start sweating and you're sitting at a certain table and you're going, is anyone else's eyes watering? What is going on here? That comes from a ground spice. It's a different type of heat. Once again, it comes up through the insulator, up the esophagus, and you feel it in the throat, and then the sweating starts, the eyes water. Then, you know, you've probably had too much of a spice level.
Yeah,
in that
I don't
food.
Think either of those scenarios would be good. Certainly not for me anyway.
No, I don't chase it. Like some people will arguably admit, you know, that, oh, I'm after that. I love the vindaloo. That's up to you. You're on a journey. I mean, infusion cooking, which is what spices are about, we're probably only 25 years into it here in Ireland. So, you know, you could be sitting at a mixed table at home and you could have elderly going, no, no, no spice. So again, cook for your audience. Know who you're cooking for and know exactly what it is they like, and heat level as exciting as it can be, is very dangerous territory times.
You have some lovely recipes for us today, all on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. And this one, this is in your all-time top 10, is it? The sticky toffee cake.
Oh, Claire, I love this. So if you can picture a real sticky toffee cake that is moist, has cinnamon as the main spice in this one, we're really just creating the base of the cake. And the excitement for me is that it retains its moisture, but then I make a caramel toffee sauce that I pour in over the top of it. And then I have this kind of cream cheesy light topping on the top of it. I'm going to share its visuals today in social media because I made this. It is sensational. It is gorgeous. And I didn't bring
you
any.
You obviously ate it all yourself because I don't see it around the place.
Well, that's another story.
It must be really good. Do you want to talk us through how you make it?
Yeah, so this one is a 2 pint typical loaf tin. And for the likes of the cake here, all you're really doing is you're taking dates, okay? And you're saying, well, what are the dates? The dates are there. They're in the store cupboard. Bicarbonate of soda, boiling water, and you blitz and blend these. It creates a puree.
Can I talk to you about dates? Yeah. I find them really hard to use because they are so sticky.
Yeah, but in this case, when you put in the boiling water, it's like the steepy peas from years ago, the little bit of bicarbonate of soda, they start to become alive. It's like a science experiment. And then when you just take your stick blender or you chuck them into a blender, you blitz them, they become this kind of nearly like date jam that is warm.
And easier to manage.
Oh my God, way easier to manage.
Okay, that's the secret to it then.
Yeah, and then that kind of becomes your kind of raisin agent for the rest of the cake. And with the rest of the cake, I've got some treacle in there, but you're really just creaming together your sugar and your butter, the old traditional method. And then you've got a little bit of vanilla, you've got treacle. In the flour, you're adding the spice, which is cinnamon in this case. You're bringing it together. The main rules of baking is what? You keep your dried and your wet ingredients separate, and you add your wet ingredients to the dried after the creaming method. Bring it together lightly into the cake, into the oven, and you've got a beautiful cake. Make the sauce separate, layer it on, let it soak down in, let it get really moist and sticky with toffee, and produce that gorgeous icing for the top of it. Trust me, it's beautiful.
Doesn't that just sound delicious? Mary says the one exception to adding spices at the beginning of cooking is garam masala. That can go in at the end usually.
Yeah, and it's a very good point. So it's a blend that is out there, typical of a curry, and it is lighter spices that you certainly can add to the likes of potatoes that you've roasted at the end of it. So Mary is bang on with that.
Mary, you're dead right, and thanks for getting in touch. Lots of gorgeous recipes from Brian up on the website, as I said. Brian, thank you so much. Chef Brian McDermott, we'll forgive you for not bringing in the sticky toffee cake. We'll make it ourselves, Brian. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.